This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for an interim government and new elections a day after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled following a violent crackdown on a student-led uprising. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Student protesters had threatened more demonstrations if parliament was not dissolved. The decision to dissolve parliament was taken following meetings with the heads of armed forces, leaders of political parties, student leaders, and some civil society representatives, the presidential statement said. The group also demanded Nobel Peace Laureate Muhammad Yunus be the interim government's chief advisor. A spokesperson for Yunus said he had agreed. The student leaders also said they had received reports of attacks on minority groups, including Hindu temples in the Muslim-majority country. They urged restraint, saying this could undermine their movement.
British correspondent Sean Hogan. There's reaction from the top of the GOP ticket on the Democrats' choice for vice president. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Sarit Mikhaeli is a spokesperson for B'Tselem, which issued the report.
So the people.
That's the reason.
While former President Donald Trump said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz would be the worst vice president in history in an email, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke to reporters before a rally in Philadelphia and criticized the pick by Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
And he thought they make a good tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
I'm Shelley Adler.
This is VOA News. Ultra-Orthodox Israelis rally at a military base and scuffle with police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some ultra-Orthodox Israelis have protested at a military recruitment base in Tel Hashomer against a national order to enlist in the military. Protesters jump barriers and break a fence to storm a base, marking yet another protest against their impending enlistment. In a user-generated content video supplied by Yehor Yada Ben Zion, some scuffle with police on horseback as officers try to corral them from the base. It's the latest demonstration against a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military service. Under long-standing political arrangements, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Following Venezuela's disputed presidential election 9 days ago, officials from Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico have been in contact with representatives of both President Nicolas Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez to seek a resolution to the country's political crisis. A senior Mexican official who has been part of the discussions told the Associated Press that the three nations, whose current leftist presidents are Maduro allies, are holding conversations with both sides. But the officials declined to characterize those talks as formal mediation. Nigerian officials have said they will treat the flying of foreign flags as a treasonable offense after Russian flags were waved at anti-government protests in the country's north. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
It's the reason some tailors who made such flags have been detained, the state's secret police have said. The Department of State Services wrote in a post on social media that it had also detained some of the tailors' sponsors without elaborating. The Russian embassy in Nigeria denied any involvement.
Within the sovereignty of Nigeria.
Nigeria's chief of defense staff, General Christopher Musa, described the flying of foreign flags during anti-government protests as totally unacceptable.
That is a treasonable offense, and it will be viewed and treated as such.
Security experts said many protesters believe Nigeria's cost of living crisis is the result of reforms dictated to President Bola Tinubu by Western institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank.
David Doyle from Reuters. A Chinese-American scholar has been convicted of U.S. charges of using his reputation as a pro-democracy activist to gather information on dissidents and feed it to his homeland's government. A federal jury in New York delivered its verdict Tuesday in the case of Shunjun Wang. He helped found a pro-democracy group in the city. Prosecutors say that at the behest of China's main intelligence agency, Wang lived a double life for over a decade. Wang had pleaded not guilty. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.